Afternoon, one and all. Scotty K, London taxi driver, anti-EU campaigner, back with my view from the cab. So, we're off then. The race to the referendum is underway. The 23rd of June it is then. And with Johnson, Gove, Duncan Smith, Patel, and many others from the Conservatives lining up on the side of leaving, are we seeing the foundations of a coup being laid, ready for when we vote out? I can't believe Labour and the unions aren't getting behind a Brexit, although the RMT have said they are supporting an exit from pro-austerity, anti-worker EU. Surely a convincing defeat for Cameron will see him have to resign or be forced out by his own party. They will not want a loser leading them, and the clamour for a pro-Brexiter will begin with Johnson heading the field, something I'm sure he realised could happen the moment he said he was leaping into the darkness. The fact is, an EU exit is, in my opinion, a positive move. I look at Britain as some sort of tired, long-term employee who's fed up having given everything for little thanks and appreciation. Well, Britain has just handed in her notice and is off to start up on her own with a new and exciting challenge, and it's given her a new lease of life. All of the work, time, effort, money and so on we put in after an EU exit will be solely for ourselves, making it all worthwhile. I love that quote from Gove the other week. The reason the EU's bureaucrats oppose us leaving is they fear that our success outside will only underline the scale of their failure. Brilliant. By the time this referendum comes around, there's sure to be another migrant crisis, with over 200,000 migrants waiting to move already, waiting for the weather to get better. No doubt wanting to join the out-of-work EU migrants we have here that we are paying almost £1 billion to keep. But let's forget about all this. Let's instead concentrate on being scared witless so we stay in the EU, despite the in-camp telling us our wages will go up if we leave. But that's a bad thing, of course, for the large corporations that want to stay in the EU for the cheap labour, subsidised from our taxes via the in-work benefits. Project Fear is here. All the arguments for staying in, remember, are all maybes. What might happen, what it could mean. No one can actually say what will happen. One thing you can be sure of, though, is that if you want things to remain the same, then the only way to guarantee that is to vote to leave, as we've been told that it will take a minimum of 2 years to negotiate our exit. Don't think that by voting to stay, things will stay the same. The EU is a continuously evolving project, and we will become more and more embedded in this undemocratic and bureaucratic mess. Hopefully, though, there is a light at the end of the tunnel. Old Jimmy Cranky Sturgeon has done us a right favour. Sturgeon's statement that an outvote could lead to another referendum in Scotland will surely encourage SNP supporters to vote for that very thing, to achieve their own independence goal. I mean, I don't get it, personally. People in the SNP, they want independence from a bloc of four similar countries, same language, same interests. But good luck with the independence in a bloc of 28 different countries. I mean, since when did the Scotsman become the Irishman in a 1970s-style joke? Then you've got all the other innies, Mandelson, Blair, Branson, etc. In fact, everyone from about 18 years ago who said that if we didn't adopt the euro, it would be a disaster. Branson even said recently that leaving the EU would be very, very sad, which is ironic coming from a man that lives in the Caribbean and who actually moved his company headquarters to Switzerland. What a hypocrite. Then you've got all the universities, along with the BBC, all on the EU payroll, as are the pro-EU charities that receive over £200 million. Talk about buying the vote. I wonder how much of this propaganda money will show up in the accounts, the ones that haven't been signed off for almost two decades. Don't forget, that's our money. But it's not just about money. I was at a debate evening in a local grammar school last week, and I said to a few of the teenagers there that people say that the EU takes power from our parliament. The way I see it, our government uses the EU as a type of cloak to hide behind, or an excuse as to why they can't do things. The truth is, the EU actually takes power from you and me. Our voice, our vote, is becoming worthless. It doesn't matter where you sit politically, whatever you believe in, whatever you would like to happen, you have far more chance of making change nationally through our ballot box than amongst the mishmash of 28 countries all putting their own interests first. Right, on that note, I'm off. So until next time, keep yourself safe and be lucky.